The Carl Malone car dealership is on the east side of Main Street between 200 and 300 South. The business wants to tear down an old house diagonally behind it across 100 East and make it an employee parking lot. Several residents spoke out against the proposal at a public hearing last December, and the meeting ended in a tie vote. Planning commissioners said they wanted to wait until they had a retreat with Heber City Council in January before deciding how to proceed. Heber City Planning Director Tony Kohler addressed the Planning Commission before their vote last Thursday. He said council wants to accelerate a new downtown plan, and his office is in the middle of creating a timeline for that.
And looking back in the last year, we were hoping that we would get some more direction from the form-based codes. That did not really happen. It kind of fell down. So I think really the facts that we do know is that we need to do something for parking. We need to do something to help business.
Planning Commissioner Ryan Stack agreed they are supposed to consider business interests in their decisions, but that's only part of their responsibilities.
Our role as a commission has to involve looking at the impact of these projects and looking at the lives that they touch and concern and considering everything in its totality.
Another commissioner, Dennis Gunn, said he didn't like the rezone request because it would make one lot commercial on a block where all the other property is zoned residential, and he doesn't like zoning parcel by parcel. He agreed the downtown general plan needs attention, and he encouraged both businesses and residents to get involved so they can determine what's best for the community as a whole.
Bring your position, but don't just come from a selfish point. Come thought out, looking at it from a community-wide standpoint so that we can make good decisions, good effective decisions.
Daryl Glissmeyer said he's been waffling on the issue. He said at the retreat with council, he was surprised to hear that car dealerships bring in $31 million in taxable sales to Heber. Glissmeyer said that's important to the community, but so is developing a downtown that's appealing to visitors.
And I don't want downtown to turn in big parking lots, you know, car parking lots either. And we need to look at it, how we can design downtown so it's inviting.
Glissmeyer suggested the car dealership could go to the north end of town, perhaps where King's is, since that will be closing by the end of the year. But David Hicks, who represents the Carl Malone car dealership, said they're currently putting plans together to build a new dealership on their current lot, replacing the old building. Commissioners asked how many houses on the block they currently own.
You have tried very hard to buy the other two homes on 100 East, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We own one of the other ones right now.
Yeah, you own this old Spencer home.
Yes, sir. And then we own the next one into the north. We closed on that last week.
So you just got the two north of the Spencers?
That leaves just one, isn't there?
There's one house we don't own.
Guess they're looking to become millionaires.
They're trying.
The Planning Commission voted to deny the dealership's request to build the employee parking lot by a 5-0 vote, with one commissioner abstaining and one commissioner absent. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.